Masechta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Hey, 4 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, and we're in the middle of discussing the dinim of Shavuos Eidos, and the Torah states in Pashat Vayikra, V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol ola, v'hu eirai ro yoda, im lo yaga v'nasa v'inoi, and the Ikka Pasuk is discussing a case where someone was mushba v'pi achirim, and based on a limud from the din of Shavuos Pekadin, we know that the din of Shavuos Eidos also applies where someone was mushba v'pi atzmai. We also previously saw that the only time that the din of Shavuos Eidos applies is only b'negeya tfiyas mamin, and the Gemara just went through the 3 different makaris as to how we know that the din of Shavuos Eidos only applies b'negeya tfiyas mamin. And our Mishnah begins mashpia ni aleichem leisavo v'seiduni she'amish plain elitli mesayim zuz v'leinasan harei lup term she'in chayavin alat tfiyas mamin kepikadin, that if Reuven goes over to 2 edim and tells them, I'm making you swear that if you will not come and you'll say Eidos that Shimon said to me that he will give me 200 zuz, and Shimon didn't give me this money, so even if the Edim do not testify, and the Kleifa, and they say that they don't know any testimony for him, then they will be potter from the din of Shavuos Eidos, as one is not chayav to bring a carbon eil v'yered, unless there's not only a tefiyah regarding mamin, but it's also money that's just like a pekadin, where there's actually a tefiyah, and someone has right to that money. However, since when Shimon said to Reuven, I will give you $200, they didn't make any kinyan, therefore there is no obligation for Shimon to give Reuven this money, aside for the fact that he promised him this money. Certainly, Reuven doesn't have a right to take Shimon to Bezdin regarding this $200. Therefore, these Edom would not be Ivan to Issa of Shavuos Eidos. And the reason why a Gemara mentions Kippikadin is because we learned out the Dinim of Shavuos Eidos from the Din of Shavuos of Kippikadin based on Xer Shava. And Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, El Al Tvias Mam Kippikadin, She'ilu Idu, Hayim Mechayiv and Issa Mamin, Avazet, Im Yudu, Loyim Mechayiv. And even if they were testified, then Shimon would not be Chayiv to pay Reuven, Shayach Loyim. As certainly Shimon could say that I decided not to give you this money. The Mishnah continues, Mashpi ani aleichem kishetedli edus shetavol v'teoduni harei lo p'turim mipreisha kad b'shvul edus, that if Reuven goes to 2 edim, he's mashpi them that if there will be edus that you will know in the future that you will come and testify for me. Then at a later point, Reuven comes to them and asks them to testify for him, and they say that we don't know any edus for you, and the ma'aseh they were kofer. So since Reuven made the shvua prior to the ma'aseh occurring, even though the Edom will kaifah after the Maisa already occurred, the Edom will still be potter, and the Gemara will explain why they are not Ivan the Issa of Shavuos Eidos. The Mishnah continues, Omer Bisa Knesses V'Omer Mashpi Ani Aleichem Shem Atim Yedli Eidos Shetavo V'Teraduni Harelu Peturim, that Reuven standing in the Bisa Knesses and he states that Mikish Shavuos regarding you, that if you know Eidos for me, that you should come and testify for me, and they are kaifah and they say that we don't know any Eidos for you, then they're still going to be potter. And once again, the Gemara will explain this scenario. And the Mishnah continues, Amal Shnayim, Mashbiya Ni Aleichem, Ish Plaini Uplaini, Shim Atim Yedli Eidos Shetavo V'Teoduni. If Reuven goes over to 2 Edim and he says to me, I'm being Mashbiya you, that if you know Eidos for me, you should come and testify for me. And they respond, Shvua She'in Adi Yedl Lecha Eidos, that we're making a Shvua that we don't know Eidos for you, Vehim Yedl Eidos, Eid Mipi Eid. And really, they do know Eidos for him, but they only know that testimony for him based on being an Eid Mipi Eid, Oisha Yechemem Karvei Pasol, or one of these 2 Edim is a Karvei Pasol, and therefore they would not be considered 2 kosher edim. Once again, Hare Elu Peturim. Taz is bothered that L'chir was the Chiddush of our Mishnah if we already saw this din on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in the first Mishnah of the Perek, where the Mishnah taught us that the only time that the din of Shavuos Eidos is applicable is only by people who are royal hayid. We stated B'ksheim V'lei B'psulim B'kreivim V'lei B'ruchaykim. Taz states Afagav the Krashimanu De'in Nehagas El B'ruin Lehayid Itzuch L'misne Hacha Da'filim Yesh Leisha Edim V'ashnai Kshirim Pturin, the Eidos Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula, and Ayin Tais Yantiv, who points out that we already know the din of Eidos Shebatla Miksasa Batla Kula from other places in Shas, and we also know the din of Eidos Pied from other places in Shas, and why would our Mishnah have to teach us this dinim? Ayin Shom, where he explains the aside that the only time that we have a question that the Tana mentions something again is only when it's the same Masechta, but if the Tana is repeating something that we already know from a different Masechta, that would not be a Kasha. And Ayin Ramban, who explains that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is even in a case where Shimon would say that would be Makabal Eidos of Eid Mipi Eid or from Kravim or Psulim, that even so you're not going to be Chayiv for Shavuos Eidos, as in regard to Shavuos Eidos there's a requirement that they have to be Royal Lehayid Ayin Shom. The Mishnah continues that even though we saw that the Ikka Din of Shavuos Eidos is in a case of being Mujman Pi Achirim, however that Shavuos has to occur through the Teveah or through someone that has Ashar as a power of attorney for the Teveah, If either Reuven sent his shliach in order to be mashpia to Edim, or if Shimon, who is the nitba, he actually states to the Edim and be mashpia you, that if you know Edus for Reuven, that I want you to say Edus for Reuven, and the mice of the Edim are kofer, and they say that we do not know Edus for Reuven, then in both cases that you'll be potter, as the mice of the chiyav for shvuas Edus is either mushbun piachirim from the Tavea or mushbun piatzmai, but if someone else is mashpia them, then they would not be chayiv. And I entice Rabbi Kvega on a Mishnayis where he points out that the Mishnah speaks about Avdoi as even though generally we say the Yad Eved ki Yad Rabboi and the Eved is considered like the goof of the Odoin, even so the Edim would be Potar. And our Gemara will go through each piece of the Mishnah and will expand and explain each piece of our Mishnah. And the Gemara begins with the first case of our Mishnah as Tan Rabbana Mashbiyani Aleichem Loi Savo Vesaduni Sha'om Esh Plaini Litli Masayim Zuz Loi Nosan Yachli Yuchayavim Tam Loi Mesechta Sechta L'Gzeir Shava. Based on the Gzeir Shava that we learned from Shavuos HaPekodin, so therefore we know there will be Potter, as Nema Kan Sechta, as it says, B'degei Shavuos HaEidus, Nefesh Ki Sechta, B'nema Alon Sechta, and B'degei Shavuos HaPekodin, the Torah also says, Nefesh Ki Sechta, Ma'alon B'tfiyas Mam V'yeshloi, Afkan B'tfiyas Mam V'yeshloi, just like B'degei Shavuos HaPekodin, it's not only a Tfiyas Mamin, but you actually have a right to that money, so over here also, B'degei Shavuos HaEidus, only way you'll be Chayiv, is not only if there's a Tfiyas Mamin, but it has to be that you have a right to that money. The Gemara continues and discusses the second case of our Mishnah. Mashmir di aleichem kishetetli edus tavovu teraduni harelu peturim pesha kadam shvul edus. Once again, the Gemara brings a brisa which expands on the Mishnah as Tana Rabbana mashmir di aleichem kishetetli edus tavovu teraduni yachal yu chayavim tamalem v'sham kol olav hu ed ira oyada. The pasuk states that you'll hear the sound of the shvua and you're already an aid. And as Rashi states, who aid shahaya aid ba'isis shah, and we learn mishakad me edus shvua. That the only time that one is chayiv b'shvuas edus is only when he already witnessed the fact prior to the shvuah occurring, but the chiyuv b'shvuas edus doesn't apply if the shvuah happened prior to the ma'aser occurring. The Gemara continues to discuss the third case of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, "Amar beis haknesset v'amar mashpiyani aleichem shem atim yedli edus shetavoh v'teraduni harelu peturin." And Zok Gemara Amar Shmuel afilu edu b'neim, and even if the edim are amongst the people in the beis haknesset, they will still be potter. And the Gemara is Pshita, L'chiru, this member of Shmuel is Pashut, and as Rashi explains, the Loi Eidu Beinayin, as if the Eidim would not even be in Shul, my Itzuch L'mistim Masisim Turin, why would the Mishnah have to teach us that they would be Pata? Certainly they weren't there at the time of the Shvua, and therefore certainly they will be Pata. And the Gemara explains, Loi Tzricha, the Kayel Vayu, that in the Chanami, we're talking about a case when Reuven said the statement, he was right next to the Eidim, Maru Lithema, commander Amalhu Dami, and one may have thought that it's as if Reuven specified to these Edim that be mashpia you, and therefore, since they were kofer, that they would be chayiv. And as Rashi states, Shoim v'tzad edav and marut him avadil hanach the kai megabe kama v'riyichud edav kamash blon that lemaisa he was not miyachadem, and therefore they will be potter. The Gemara continues, Tanya mihachi, and will bring a riot to this member of Shmuel, as the Brisa teaches, Rosir shel b'nei adam imdim ve'edu b'neim. If he saw a group of people and his edim were between this group of people and were amongst them, amalahen. Reuven says to the group, "Mashpiyani aleichem, that I'm making a shvuah to you. Im atim yemli edus shetavoh v'teraduni lemaisa edim v'kofer yachol yu chayavim." One would think that they would be chayiv. Tam loim v'hu ed v'arelichad edav. That lemaisa the Torah states he had to point out that these are specific edim, and he was not miyachid the edim. And in a moment, we will explain exactly what the raya is to Shmuel. And the brisa continues, "Yachol afilo amak la'im nimkan." One may have thought that if Reuven would actually say to this group of people that I'm being Mashpia, everyone that's standing here, that if you know any Edus for me, then you should come and be made for me. And if the two Edim are Kaifa, then we would think that they would be Potter, as Lemaisa Ruin was not Miyachid, the two Edim. Talmud Lemiv, who aid by Reichud Edov, the Torah tells us that he is an aid, and Lemaisa, in this case, Ruin was Miyachid the Edim, as he doesn't have to specify the exact names of the Edim, and he just has to say to the entire group that be Mashpia, that anyone that knows Edus for me should come and testify for me. And Ayin Rashi, who explains the Rai of the Gemara as Rosir Shel B'nei Adam Ve'Eder B'neiin Al Kochach B'Dekoy Gabayu Kamar, and it must be that he was standing right next to his Edim B'Dekoma Sefer, as since in the Sefer we speak about a case Afilu Kola Imnikan, where Reuven said regarding all the people that are standing there that I want you to come and testify, and in that case we would say that you could be Chayiv, as the Gemara stated Certainly the Rishi is talking about a similar scenario. The Edom was standing amongst the people and Reuben was right next to the Edom, and the Rishi the Brisa taught us, and if Reuben didn't specify and being Mashpia, all these people that are standing here, Tana Bereisha Peturin, then the Rishi teaches us that the Edom would be Pata, which is exactly like the member of Shmuel. Gemara continues to discuss the fourth case of a Mishnah, Amal Lashnayim Mashpia Ni Aleichem Ish Plani Uplani Shim Atin Yunayd Loi Edus Shetavon Vatiduni, and he responds, Shvuah Shein Ani Yunayd Lecha Edus Vim Yayd Loi Edus Edun Pi Eid Ashechem and Kar Vipasol Harel Peturin. Once again, the Gemara brings a Brisa that expands on the Mishnah as Tana Rabbanan Amal Lashnayim Mashpia Ni Aleichem Plani Uplani Im Atin Yunayd Loi Edus Shetavon Vatiduni Vim Yayd Loi Edus Edun Pi Eid Ashechem and Kar Vipasol Yachl Yu Chayavim Tam Leim Im Lo Yagavin Asavainai Bruin La Goda Kasmidabar, that the only time that the din of Shavuos Eidus applies is only in regard to those that are Reuel Lahid, since these Eidim only knew this Haggadus Eidus based on Eidim P. Eid, or one of them was a Karev Puzzle, and therefore these two Eidim were not Reuel Lahid, therefore the dinim of Shavuos Eidus do not apply to them. Finally, the Gemara quotes from the last case of the Mishnah, Shalach Biad Avdoi Oishom Lena Nitba Mashpiani Alechem Shimatim Yedlo Eidus Shetavo Vitaduni Hareilu Peturim Ash Yishmum Piatavea, and once again the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tanar Abanan Shalach Biad Avdoi Oishom Lena Nitba Mashpiani Alechem Shimatim Yedlo Eidus Shetavo Vitaduni Yachlu Chayavim Hamadloime Imle Yagid Vinasa Avainai. The Gemara asks, My Talmuda, that how do we have this limit from the Pasuk of Imle Yagid Vinasa Avainai? And Rabbeleza explains, as when the Torah states Losh Imle Yagid, it spells the word Loi as Lamed Vav Aleph, as Rabbeleza states Imle Yagid Ksiv, that since the word Loi is written as Lamed Vav Aleph, so we learn out Imloi Lo Yagid, the Edim don't testify for him Vinasa Avainai, therefore the din of Shavuos Eidus only pertains they don't say Eidus after the Tevea asked them to say Eidus, but if they don't say testimony where someone else was Mashpia them, then they will not be Chayiv. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us point out when the Gemara stated Leitzvicha de Koyel Ovayu, Ma'aru Tema Kamanda Amalu Dami Kamashmalan, so the Reuven Migash points out, V'loi Tema Hani Midli Hechadloi Anu Amein, Aval Anu Amein Chayavin, Da Amal Shmuel Kol Ina Amein Nachashua, Kamech Shmuel Mipil Dami, as Shmuel himself stated, that if anyone says Amein after Shvua, it's as if they made the Shvua, El Af Gav, the Anu Amein Nami Peturin, as the Kibin of Inon, at Shiyayim Lehem Atevea, Bo Vyad Uni, V'loi Kosari Lam, Bamidasi Vibes Akneses, Vafilo Edo Beineim, this does not suffice, El Adar Meluhule Edom Gufayo, Bo Vyad Uni, Ayin Shom, continue with the new Mishnah, Mashbiani Aleichem, that if Reuven says to the Edom, I'm making a Shvua for you, I command you to say Edus for me, or I bind you to say Edus for me, and if the Edom did not testify for Reuven, then the Edom would be chayev for being Oivan Shvuas Edus. However, Bashamayim Va'aretz, if the Edom swear by the Shemayim and Aretz, then Areilu Peturin, but Aleph Dalid, if they swear by Kodesh Baruch Hu's name of Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, which is Lashon Adnes, or they swear by the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu of Yud Kei, refers to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. Similarly, if they use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shakai or B'Tzavakais or B'Chanan or Rachum or Erech HaPayim or Rav Chesed or V'Chol HaKinuyin or any other name which is a kinui for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then then they would be Chayiv. And once the Mishnah spoke about the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu relevant to Shavuos Eidus as well as regarding all other Shavuos, the Mishnah continues and discusses other Yisurim that are relevant to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah first teaches us the din, Benegei someone that's Oivan being Mevarachas Hashem that curses the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mekal B'Kul and Chayiv Div Rameya. Rameya holds that someone curses with any of these names then they would be Chayiv. However, B'Chacham Patrin, the Chacham Patas someone for using any of these names, Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph holds that the only way that one will be Chayiv is only if they use the Lashon Havaya, as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, that the only way that someone is going to be Chayiv for being Mekal Hashem is only if they use a Lashon of Yaku Yosi Yosi, they are being Mekal Hashem b'shem. Mishnah continues with another machlekes between Rabbein and Chachamim, but the son that curses their father or their mother as a makal of imoy bekulon chayiv divrameya the chum patron that son curses their father or mother using any of the names of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and even the kinuyin, then they'd be chayiv according to Rameya. However, Chacham once again would say that they're pato unless they use the shem avaya. The Mishnah continues a makal atzmai v'chaveri if son curses themselves or their friend bekulon ayu b'leisa say then all these cases, one will be chayiv for being Oivan Aleisa say, and the Gemara will explain what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah now goes back to the din of Shavuos Eidos. The Mishnah teaches us that if someone's mashpia their edim using one of the curses that states in Pashki Savai in the Teicha, then that would be considered a valid Shavua. And as the Gemara states, if Reuven says to edim, Yach HaShem Elokim, if you don't testify for me, then you should have the curse of Yach HaShem Elokim, and somehow not curse the word Elokim, as the mice of the word Elokim is not stated in the Pasuk in Pashki Savai, as the Pasuk states, Yach HaShem Bashachafa Suvakadacha Suvadalekas, etc. Mechain Yach HaMelokim. And similarly, if someone is in the middle of reading the Torah and is reading the Teicha, and Reuven says to the edim that just like he read in the Teicha, so should HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish you if you don't testify for me, then if the edim knew testimony and they denied that they knew the testimony, then they would be chayav for being Ivan Shavuos Eidos. And the Mishnah explains that the reason why this would work is because Zuyi Olaksu B'Torah, since when the Torah tells us the Issa of Shavuos Eidos, the Torah states V'nefesh Ki Sechta V'Shama Kol Allah, and we use the Lashon of Allah in Pashas Ki Savai by the Pasha of Teicha. The Pasuk also uses the Lashon of Allah, and as Rashi brings down that the Pasuk states K'chol Olay Sabris, and therefore we see that any of the Klolis that are written in this Pasha are also considered an Allah. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us that there's another machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim if there's a din of Bechlal Lav at the Shemei Hain. For example, if Reuven would say to the Edim Al Yakcha that if you actually testify for me, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not hit you, or he says V'yivarchecha or V'yetiv L'cha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you, or he should do good for you if you testify for me, and it's mashma that if you don't testify for me, then he should hit you, or he should not bench you, or he should not do good for you. Ramei Mechayev, as Rashi states in Bechlal Lav at the Shemei Hain, Al Yakcha im Teoduni v'm Lo Teoduni Yakcha. However, Chacham Petrin and Chacham say that the Edom would be Potter, and some explain it's because the Chacham argue Rameya, and they hold that we do not say Mechlal Lav at the Shemei Hain. However, Ayin Ramban on Daflam Vavim Beis, who explains that since the Pasuk states of Shama Kol Allah, so there's a Gzeiras HaKosev, that the only way that you'll be Chayiv is if you hear a curse that's the direct curse and not Mechlal Lav at the Shemei Hain, and it's a special din b'negei Shavuos Eidos. Our Gemara begins that a Mishnah stated that if someone says Mashpiani Aleichem, Mitzaveni Aleichem, or Esrachimani, Hareilu Chayovim, regarding all these clauses, the Gemara asks, Maika Amar, the Lemaisa, what did Reuven say? As Lemaisa, he didn't use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why would someone be Chayiv for being Ivan Shavuos Eidos? And Amar Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda explains, Hachika Amar, that in reality, Reuven said as follows, Mashpiani Aleichem b'shvua Amur b'Torah, I'm making you swear based on Shvua that stated in the Torah, and similarly, Mitzaveni Aleichem b'tzavar Amur b'Torah, similarly, Esrachimani b'issa Amur b'Torah. And as Ritva explains, that once a person uses this Lashon, so he's stating that making Shvua in a manner that the Torah is Mechayiv one if they make a Shvua, and therefore, even if he doesn't use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if he mentioned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Edom would be Chayiv. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that certainly the Lashon Shvua is definitely the Lashon that the Torah uses as Lagabi Shvua. As the Torah at the beginning of Pashas Matos in the Pashas of the Durham states, Ish ki yidu nedel Hashem, o yishav Shvua lesa isal nafshai. And similarly, at the end of the Pashas of the Durham in Pasuk Yitzayin, the Pasuk states, Eila chukim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, ben ish l'ishtoi, ben av l'vitoi, ben ureo beisavia. Similarly, we find the Lashon of Isa multiple times in the Pashas of the Durham. For example, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Gimel, Ish ki yidu nedel Hashem, o yishav Shvua lesa isal nafshai. Our Gemara now continues that Amalei Abaya, the Abaya said to Rabbi Yehuda, and some Nakiris Amalei Abaya, but Abaya asked, Elohod Tani Rabbi Chia, Kivalchem ani harei l'chayavim. Rabbi Chia taught us a brisa, and if Reuven says to Edim that I place you in chains in order that you should testify for me, then the Edim would be chayiv, and this is a valid way to make a Shavuos Eidos. Abaya asked, Kivul b'risa miksiv. We never find this word Kivul in the Torah referring to a Shavua. How would Rabbi Yehuda be able to explain why this would be considered a valid Shavuos Eidos? And Elam Abaya, and therefore Abaya explains, Hachika Amar, that in all these cases, Reuven actually ended off with the Lashon of Shavua. As Abaya explains, that Reuven actually stated, Mashpiani Aleichem b'Shavua, or he stated, Mitzaveni Aleichem b'Shavua, or Esachemani b'Shavua, or Kavachemani b'Shavua. And in Rashi, who states, Esachemani b'Shavua, Maskas Hashem be'echa mikol l'shein salalu, and certainly he had to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he used these l'sheinis for Shavua, and once he did so, then he'd be chayiv, and it's Mashpam Rashi, that he'd be chayiv because he used the Lashon of Shavua, he also used the Shem Hashem. However, Ayin de Rashbu points out, V'nir midvar she'inu oim mitzavni aleichem b'Shavua, ela mitzavni aleichem b'Shem, u'b'Shavua dekama hocha hainu b'Shem, and when the Gemara mentioned the Lashon Shavua, it just means they used the Shem Hashem, but he certainly didn't have to say the Lashon Shavua. However, the Rashbu himself holds holds that once a person uses Lashon of Shvua, then they would not have to use any of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it would still be a valid Shvua. Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that the Mishnah stated that if Ruvin makes a Shvua using any of the Shemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including any Kanuyin, then it would be a valid Shvua. The Mishnah stated, Ba'alav Dalet, B'yud Kei, B'shakai, B'tzavokais, B'chana, V'rachom, B'er Chapai, B'rav Chesed, and those are considered valid Shvuas. Gemara is, L'meimer, D'chana, V'rachom, Shemos Nenu, are you telling me that all these Kanuyin are actually the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rimini, and I'll ask a stira from a Brisa, as the Brisa states, Yei Shemesh in Mechokin, V'yei Shemesh in Mechokin, there are certain names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're allowed to erase, and there are certain names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not allowed to erase, Elohim Shemesh in Mechokin, and these are the names that you're not allowed to erase, going Kale, and the Gura Yedin, Elika, Elikecho, Elikim, Elikichem, Eka Asha Eka, Aleph Dalev, Yud Ke, Shakai, Tzavokais, and Re Elu in Mechokin, Avol, Hagodol, Hagiba, Hanera, Adav, Chozek, Va'amitz, Ha'izuz, Chanam, V'rachum, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed, Hare Elu Mechokin. We see that all these names can be erased, and therefore, if someone uses them as a Lashon Shvua, then it shouldn't be a valid Shvua. The Gemara answers, Amar Baya, Baya explains, Masisim, B'mishu, Chanam, B'mishu, Rachum, Kamar, that in the Chanami, when a person says Lashon of Chanam and Rachum when stating a Shvua, then it must be that they meant to say that I'm swearing by the one that is Chanun and by the one that is Rachum. Therefore, it's as if they mentioned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Rashi states that Daflam and Hayom Beis, B'mishu, Chanun, V'lav de Chanun Shemu, El B'shamishu, Chanun. And we continue on Daflam and Hayom Beis, as Omle Rava, Rava Yesabaya, that Ihochi, if you're telling me that even though someone used a Lashon, which is not really the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we touch it up as if he stated B'mishu Chanun and B'mishu Rachum, so B'shamayim V'aretz Nami, so why did the Mishnah state that if Ruvin made a Shvua B'shamayim V'aretz, that the Eden would not be Chayiv? If L'maisa we should explain that Ruvin meant to say that making a Shvua B'mishu Shemayim V'aretz Shaloi, and it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Eden should also be Chayiv. The Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, Hasam Kivin Lekam Midi Achrina De'ekri Rachum Chanun, Vada B'mishu Chanun, Vada B'mishu Rachum Kama, that certainly if a person used Lashon Rachum Chanun, or any of the other Lashonis, which are generally reserved as a kinu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is not used as a kinu for a person, then certainly we're going to explain that he meant to say B'mushu Chanun and B'mushu Rachum. However, Hacha Kimin Ikka Shemayim V'aretz, B'Shemayim V'aretz Kama, but certainly since it's something in the world that is called Shemayim V'aretz, then he must have meant to swear in the heavens and earth, and therefore it's not considered a valid Shvuah. The Gemara continues, Tanur Banan, we learned to the Braisa that we notice in Issa Torah not to be Mechik, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk states, and the Braisa teaches us, Aleph Lamed Melekim, if someone meant to write the word Alekim, and he started writing the word Alekim, and he only wrote two letters of Aleph and Lamed. Similarly, if someone wanted to write the name of Yudke Bavke, and he wrote Yudke Me'ashem, since the letters of Aleph and Lamed and the letters of Yudke both spell the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareze Einin Nimchak, therefore, the considered Kaddish, the Issa Mechikas Hashem, would apply. However, Shin Dalad Mishakai, if one wrote only the Shin and Dalad from the word Shakai, or Aleph Dalid from the Lashon of Adnos, with Tzadi Beis Mitzvokais, where he only wrote the letters of Tzadik and Beis, even if he wrote the Aleph and Vav of Tzvokais, but he didn't finish off the word Tzvokais, so since these are not the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore Harezi Nimchak, the Issa Mechikas Hashem, would not apply. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yisi Omer, Tzvokais Kuloi Nimchak, that if one wrote the entire word Tzvokais, then there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem, Shalei Nikra Tzvokais El Hashem Yisrael, really the name Tzvokais is not one of the names of Hashem, and the only time that we find the word Tzva'is is only when it's used together with another word, and always refers to Klai Yisrael, and as the Pasuk states, Elokei Tzva'is or Hashem Tzva'is, as Agmar approves, Shinem, and as the Pasuk in Pasuk Ve'iri states, Lo Yishma Aleichem Paroi, V'nasati Yisrodi B'mitzrayim, V'hoitzesi Yet Tzva'isa Yes Ami B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, B'shvatim G'doylim. The Gemara tells us, Om Shmuel, Ein Halacha K'Rabisi, that Halacha doesn't follow Rabisi, and in Tesis at the bottom of Daf Lamed Heyom and Aleph, that Shmuel is teaching us a chiddush, and even though generally we pasken like Rabbi Yisi, and as we know, Rabbi Yisi nemukoi imai, however, in this case, we don't pasken like Rabbi Yisi. However, ayin other rishayim who are gurus halacha k'Rabbi Yisi. Also, ayin the second tesis on the bottom of Daf Lamed Heyom and Aleph, where Tesis points out that although in our Gemara we were gurus, that one can be meichik the two letters of Al Dalid from the name of Adnos. However, Zok Tesis b'pesh Rabbein Chanal gurus Aleph Dalid min Hashem inu nimchak. Tesis bother v'teima de maishna mitzadik beiz mitzvokais or shin dal mishakai din mechokin lefisha in shem b'fnei atzmai. Tez explains b'shem m'shum d'shem m'yuchadu yesh l'hachbe b'yoyser ayin shom. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, called tafel l'shem b'im in front of Ubim Lachar of Harizin Mukak, any letter that is attached to the name of Hashem, either before the name of Hashem or after the name of Hashem, the Issa Mechik Hashem would not apply to that letter. And the Gemara continues and brings examples, Lefun of Ketzad, La Hashem, La Menimchak, that if someone wrote La Hashem, then even if they already wrote the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lamed could be Nimchak, Ba Hashem, Bez Nimchak, Da Hashem, Vav Nimchak, Me Hashem, Mem Nimchak, She Hashem, Shin Nimchak, Hashem, He Nimchak, and similarly, Ka Hashem, Chof Nimchak, and the word She Hashem is only found once in Tehillim, and that is in the Pasuk of Ashrei, as the Pasuk states, Ashrei Ha'om, She Hashem Aleikov, and the word Ha Hashem is found in the Yirmiyah in Parches, as the Pasuk says, Hashem in Betziyoin. Raisa continues, La'achar of Ketzad, and one of the examples of letters that are after the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for example, if one wrote Elekeinu, then Nun Vav Nimchak, and if one wrote Elekehem, then Hey Mem Nimchak, and similarly Elekehem, so Chof Mem Nimchak, and Achirim Imrim, however, Achirim state, generally Achirim refers to Rameya, that La'achar of Einu Nimchak, that any letters that are written after the name of Hashem would not be allowed to be erased, Shekavak Kitchu Hashem, as since you already wrote the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu prior to writing the suffix, so therefore you would not be able to erase the suffix either. And Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna explains Halach Kachirim, that we pass like Rav Meir. The Gemara continues and brings a simon Avram, the Latil, which refers to light, Lenovais Begivus Binyamin, Shlomo Daniel simon. And although the Gemara will discuss Micha as well, however, the Maisa, the memory regarding Micha, will be together with Novais, and therefore it's included in the simon of Novais. The Brisa begins, Kol Shemus Hamur Meter Avram Kodesh Chutz Mizeh Shulchol, and then as the Pasuk and Pasha Vayir states, by Yemar, the Noi Im Nomot Sasichim Beinecha, as Rashi points out, Chutz Mizeh L'Malachem Tzoy Kore Odoin, that Avram Avinu said to the Mil Malach, and he called him the Odoin, Shekach Bo Lefano Michor Bem Tzoy Gavril Mimino Yifo Bismalai, and since Avram saw that Michor was in the middle, so he figured that he was the most Choshev, and therefore he addressed Michor. However, Ayin Rashi in Pash Vayera, then Rashi explains that when Avram stated Adonai, he was referring to all of them, and he called them all his masters, as Rashi states, V'karim Kulam Adonim U'l'Gadol Omar, and then he turned to the Gadol Shem, and he stated, Al Nasava Me'al Avdecha, V'kivon Shele Yavahu Yam Dechaveira of Imai, U'v'loshin Zeh Huchoyol. Over the Brisa brings another Shita, that Chanina Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar Ben Zayim, Meshum Rabbi Elazar Medoy Omru, Avzeh Kodesh, even this Loshin is Loshin Adnois, and refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi explained, the Sibla Elmanei, as prior to this point, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avram Avinu, as the Torah states, Vayiru Lav Hashem, V'hadik Siv, Hinei Shlesha Anashim, V'amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Al Nosavim Me'al Abdecha, Hamtli Kan, Ad She'ach Nesu Orchin, as the Gemara continues, Kaman Ozla, Hadam Rabbi Yudam Rav, who is the following member from Yehud in the name of Rav going like, as Rav stated, G'day Lach Nesu Orchin, Yoyse Makbal Pnei Hashchina, and Kaman Koyse Zug, and it's going like this Zug, as it's going like Hanina Ben Achi Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Elazar Ben Azayi, Meshum Rabbi Elazar Meidoi, that Avram Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait for him until he's able to be Machnas Orchin, and therefore we're able to learn that God Lachnas Orchin Yosef Mikbalos Bnei Ashkina. The Gemara continues that after the Malachim came to Avram, then they went to light, and certainly when the Psukim mentioned Lashon Yud Kei Vav Kei, certainly they refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, our Brisa states, Kol Shemus Hamurim B'Light Choyl Chutz Mizeh Shu Kodesh, that all the names of Aleph Dal and Nun Yud that are written in the Pasha of Light refer to the Malachim and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aside from the mention in the following Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'yoyimel Loit Aleihem Al No Adonai, and then the next Pasuk continues, Hinei No Matza Avdecha Chaim Beinecha V'tagdel Chastecha Asher Sisi Imodi L'Hachiyas Is Nafshi V'noichi Le'uchali Moli Dehara Pented Bekani Hara V'mati. As the Brisa explains, Mishiyish B'yodei L'Homis L'Hachiyas Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must be that Loit was speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's the only one that has the power to either grant life or to put someone to death. And Rashi is of course bothered that the Pasuk states V'yoyimel Loit Aleihem, that Loit said to them, certainly Loit was speaking to the Malachim, and therefore how could the Gemara explain that when the Pasuk continues Al No Adonai, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to the Malachim? As Rashi explains, we break out the Pasuk a bit differently, V'hachi Ka'amad V'yoyimel Loit Aleihem Ba'ozneihem, they spoke to the Malachim Al No Yihchein, that shouldn't be like that. And V'choza Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'amal Loi Hashem Hinei No Matzav D'Chochein Be'inecha, and we read the Psukim as if the word of Adnos is read together with the next Pasuk. Keep in mind that the Lashon Aleph Dal Nun Yud is only actually stated two times in Pashas Vayera in regard to light. The only other time that it uses such a Lashon is in Pasuk Beis, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Hinei Na Adonai, Yisru Na Al Beis Avdechem, Velinu v'rachsav eglechem. The Mefarshim explained that even so, our Gemara uses a similar lashon that it used previously, and it states, "Kol shemos harmurim b'leit choyel ayin sham." And the Brisa will now continue to discuss the story regarding Navos HaYisraeli, as well as regarding the Pesel of Micha. We know that Navos had a kerem, and Achav, who was the Melech Yisrael, wanted this kerem, and Lemaisa Navos didn't want to sell it to him, and Achav's wife Izebel gave Achav an etzah, he should go and bring Edom and make a bilbul against Navos. The Edom will testify that Navos cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cursed the Melech, and therefore Navos will be killed, and you'll be able to take his kerem and kachavo. And the Pesukim and Melachim Aleph state as follows, as in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk states, Vayom Navos al Achav, Chalil li Mehashem, Mesitias Nachas Avese Lach. Certainly the Lashon that Navos use of Yud Kevavke is certainly Kodesh. However, in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk tells us that the devil said that you'll tell the Edom to testify, Vayidu Leiba Beirachta Alekim Vamelech. Then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Edom actually testify, Beirach Navos Alekim Vamelech. We also know the story about the Pesel Micha, that Micha set up an Avodah Zarah, then Shevet Dan stole the Avodah Zarah and set it up in their Chelek. There are nine times where the Pesukim mentions the word Hashem or Elikim in the Pasha of Micha. And Rashi brings two examples. In Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk states, V'atayme imoy hakti shikdashis akesav l'Hashem miyodi libni lasis pesel masecha. And in Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk states, V'ish Micha loy beis Elikim. The Gemara will also discuss Pasuk Lab and Aleph that states, V'yisimu lehem es pesel Micha she'asa kol yimei yoyis beis Elikim b'shilai. And our Gemara now continues and brings a machlikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Leza. And as the Gemara states, kol shemis harmum ben navis kodesh b'micha choyel, the Tanakam holds that all the names that mentioned regarding Navos are referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the names that are mentioned b'negei Micha are referring to Avodah Zarah. However, Rabbi Leza states b'navis kodesh, that although I agree with you regarding all the names that states b'negei Navos that they're all kodesh, however b'micha yesh men choyel v'yesh men kodesh b'negei Micha, that there are some that are choyel and some are kodesh, as Aleph Lamed choyel, as every time the Torah mentions Lashon Aleph Lamed, that's referring to Avodah Zarah, but when the Torah mentions Yud Kei, that's referring to Kodesh, and it's referring to Hashem, Chutz Mizeh Sha'alf Lamed Vu Kodesh, and there's one exception to this rule, that even though the Torah mentions it with the name of Alf Lamed, it's still referring to Hashem. This refers to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, where the Pasuk states, Kol Yimei Heyes Beis Elikim B'Shilai, which certainly refers to the Mishkan, which is certainly the Beis Elikim, and not a bias for Avodah Zarah. Ayin Rashi, and based on the Bach, Rashi is going on the words, Yud Kei is Kodesh, that when Micha's mother used the term Yud Kei Vavke, it's actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi is bothered that the Pasuk states, Haktash Shikdashti Es HaKesav L'Hashem Miyadi Libni, and how could it be that he's being Makdash something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu if this was actually where she's giving the money for the Avodah Zarah of Micha? And Rashi explains that Micha's mother was saying, Hareu Asa like a Hegdash Kemurim Shehein L'Hashem, that I'm being Makdash this money just like a regular Hegdash which is generally given to Hashem, and I'm separating this money and I won't use it personally, I'm separating it for Avodah Zarah until my son could go and make a Pesel HaMasecha. And Ayin HaMashal points out, when the Pasuk states, Kol Yimei HaYoyis Beis HaLekim B'Shilai, that even the Tanakama agrees that the Lashon HaLekim refers to Kodesh and not to Choyel. The Gemara will now continue to discuss the story about Pelegesh B'Giva. We know that it was a group of men that was from Shevet Binyamin that was Ma'anes a girl, and ultimately she died, and the Shvatim wanted the Shevet Binyamin to give up these people in order to make sure that they brought them to justice, but the Ma'aseh Shevet Binyamin held the information back. This caused a civil war between the other Shvatim and Shevet Binyamin, and Klal Yisrael had three battles with Shevet Binyamin, and the first two battles they didn't kill out Binyamin, but by the third battle they almost completely decimated Binyamin. And the Pasuk in Parakhav Pasuk Yudcha says, Vayikumu v'yalu beis el v'yishalu belikim v'yim b'nei Yisrael miyal lanu b'tchilu m'chama im b'nei Binyamin v'yoyim ha'ashem Yehuda b'tchila. Then in Pasuk Chav Gimel the Torah tells us, V'yalu b'nei Yisrael v'yivku v'nei Hashem ad ha'er v'yishalu b'ashem lima ha'isiv l'geshel m'chama im b'nei Binyamin achi v'yoyim ha'ashem alu e'ilav. And finally in Pasuk Chav Zayin and in Pasuk Chav Ches the Torah tells us, V'yishalu b'nei Yisrael b'ashem v'sham aroin b'risa l'kim b'yom mahim. And the next Pasuk continues, V'pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron oimid l'fana b'yom mahim lima ha'isiv oid latzis l'mechama im b'nei Binyamin achi im echdal v'yoyim ha'ashem alu kimacha etanan b'yadcha. And our Brisa continues and brings a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, as Kol Shemus Harmurim Begivus Binyamin, Rabbi Elazar Imer Choyel, and Rabbi Shua Imer Kodesh. And Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar responded to Rabbi Shua, V'chi Mavtiach Ve'ini Oisa, that how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Klal Yisrael that they should go to war and battle against Binyamin, and then they they won't win. Therefore, it must be that these shemos are not kodesh and they are lishenis of chol. But Amalei Rabbi Shur responded, Mashav Tiach Asa, really all the psukim are lashon kodesh. However, the first two times that they asked Hashem if they should go to battle, he just told them they should go to battle, and he didn't say that they would win. However, the third time they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they should go to battle, he actually said that they would win, and Ein Chanami at that time, he won, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maftiach, and he actually kept his word. And as the Gemara continues, that the first two times, they didn't ask if they would win or if they would be beaten, but in the last time that they actually asked to earn Vitumim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a response that they should go to battle and they should win. In the Chanami, by the third battle, they were able to win. And Shneman, as the Pasuk states, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, Oymid Lefona, Bayom Mahim Lema, Ho'isav Oyd Latsis Lamacham, and Bnei Binyamin Achim Echdal. And at this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded through the Urim Vitumim, Yema Hashem, Alu, Kimacha, Tanana Biyadecha, Ayin Rashi, that the limit is from the end of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, Alu, Kimacha, Tanana Biyadecha. However, Ayin Taptasis, Bachwin Shabichno, Shabakul, like Kosovim Echdal, Elabachwin, the Siv, Oysav Latsis Lamacham, and Bnei Binyamin Achim Echdal, and Taisis is a bit Sarach Biyar. From Rashi, it's mashma that the machleket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua is even regarding this pasuk b'negei Pinchas. However, Ayin Taisu Rashi points out that certainly this last pasuk is a reference to Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ayin Sham. Gemara continues, "Kol Shleima Amurim b'Shir Hashirim Kodesh." That every time the pasuk mentions the word Shleima in Shir Hashirim, it's referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. For example, when the pasuk states Shir Hashirim Hashel Shleima, would be explained as Shir L'Misha Shalom Shaloi, that this is a song to the one that peace belongs to. And this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mizeh, aside from the following pasuk, was a pasuk in Parakhas, as the pasuk states, Kami Shali Lefonai, Ha'elef L'chosh Shleimai, U'masayim L'neitrim Esperiyai, and that refers to Shleim HaMelech. As the Gemara explains, that when the pasuk states, Kami Shali Lefonai, that my vineyard is in front of you, Ha'elef L'chosh Shleimai, and 1,000 soldiers will be for Shleim HaMelech's army, the pasuk states, U'masayim L'neitrim Esperiyai, there will be 200 that will guard the fruit of the vineyard, and that refers to the Rabbanon, that for every 1,000 people that went to Muhammad, there were 200 people that would stay back and learn Torah, and 1/6 of the people would not go to war. And the Brisa continues, V'yesh Aymim, and some say, Avzechol, that also the Pasuk in Paragimel is also Chol, as the Pasuk states, Hinim Tasha Shel Shleimah, Shishim Geberim Savla, Migaber Yisrael. This is referring to the famous story with Ashbedai and Shleimah Melech, and when Shleimah Melech was scared of Ashbedai, he had 60 soldiers that surrounded his bed in order to protect him. The Gemara continues that since the Yesh Aymim seated Avzechol, which mashma avzev vivloy mibayehech, that even the Yesh Aymim agrees to the Tanakhama that the first pasuk is also chayol. The Gemara will now continue and bring a raya that Shmuel holds that the first pasuk is referring to kodesh and not to chayol, and Shmuel will not be going like either of these tanoim, and therefore the Gemara is el hodam Shmuel machusa de katal chad mishisa ba'alma loy miyanshay. If there's a government that sends 1/6 of their people to war, then they will not receive an oinish. Shmuel brings a raya shenema as the pasuk in Shir Hashirim states, Karmi Shali Lefanai, Ha'elf L'chosh Lema, L'malchus D'Rukia. He explains that Ha'elf L'chosh Lema is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is referring to 1,000 that are going to learn Torah. When the Pasuk states, Messiah L'Nitron Espiria, L'malchus D'Ara, that refers to 200 that will be able to go to war, and therefore 1/6 of the people will go to war, and 5/6 of the people should learn Torah and should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that Shmuel holds that the beginning of the Pasuk that states Ha'elf L'chosh Lema is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to Lashon Kodesh and not Lashon Chol, and therefore Shmuel like Tanakama v'leik Yishemim, Shmuel is not going like either man to Omar. Because of this question, the Gemara explains Elahachi Kama that in the Chanami will have to change the words of the Brisa, as Yishemim did not state Avzechol v'Yishemim, but some say Zek Kodesh, that the first pasuk of Ha'elv L'chosh Lema is actually Kodesh and is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Shmuel told us. Only v'Zehu Chol the Mitasai, and only the pasuk of Hine Mitasai Shol Shlema Shishim Geberim Savlo Migaber Yisrael is the Lashon Chol who Shmuel the Amik Yishemim, and therefore it comes out that Shmuel holds like the Yishemim. Gemara continued to discuss the story with Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, and we know that Daniel was one of the advisors of Nebuchadnezzar, and the Brisa tells us Kol Machoya Amurim Daniel Chol Chutz Mizeh Shu Kodesh, and any time that Daniel mentions the word Machoya, it's referring to the king and referring to Nebuchadnezzar, aside for this mention which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the pasuk states in Daniel in Perek Beis, Ant Malka Melech Malchaya Di Olosh Maya Machusa Chisna V'Takva V'Yikar Yehavlach. Since the pasuk calls him the Melech Malchaya, the King of Kings, so certainly it's referring to Hashem and not Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was telling Nebuchadnezzar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the King of Kings, he has given you a strong kingdom and he's giving you power and honor. And once again, the Brisa brings a second shita as V'yesh Emim Avzeh Kodesh, and some say that even the following pasuk is a lashing of Kodesh and is referring to Hashem. Shineman, after Nebuchadnezzar had his dream, so Daniel went to interpret the dream. The pasuk states, Adayin Daniel, the Shmi Bal Shetza, Eshtem Keshad Chada, Reyona Yavaluna No Malka, V'Om Bal Shetza, Chalmo Pishra Alya Baloch, Oni Bal Shetza V'Oma, Mari Chalmo Lusaynach, Upishre Leorach. And Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, my master, let this dream be on your enemies and the interpretation on your enemies. As the Gemara states, Laman Ka'omar, that who was Daniel referring to when he mentioned Mari and he mentioned his master, as Isak Daitel Nebuchadnezzar Ka'omalei, as if he was saying this to Nebuchadnezzar, Senusi my Ninu Yisrael, then who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar? It refers to Klal Yisrael. You think, Melech Lightly Yisrael, that Daniel would curse Klal Yisrael, and therefore certainly it must be that he was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was saying that this dream should come on all of our enemies and should go against the Nebuchadnezzar as well as the rest of Klal Yisrael's enemies. However, Tanakhama Sava, Soini Yisrael, Iko, Soini Ojechavon Lekka, did you think Nebuchadnezzar only hated Klal Yisrael and he didn't have any other enemies? So when Daniel said that this dream should go against your enemies, he was referring to other Umayyads and not referring to Klal Yisrael. And Enechanami, the Lashon Mari, is not referring to Kodesh and is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, and it's a Lashon Chol. And before we finish, let us point out when the Gemara stated Kol Shleima Amurim B'Sheir Shirim Kodesh, Zok Ramban, Efsha Del Inyan Mecha Kama, Vleidomi Lekinu Rachav Vachanon, the Iko Kinu Shushem, Kagoyin Aleph Lamed and Aleph Dalid, Vechin Shleima Om B'Sheir Shirim Kodesh Ve'inu Nimchak, however, Ayin Rashba, Lav Lamimu She'inu Mechakim, El Shemash Bir B'Chayiv, Vechin Adin B'Machoya Amurim B'Daniel, Da'afilu Melch Godolani, Inami Melch Malchir Amlochim, Einan Nizo Melimchoik Melech, and the Ramban states, Inami Kamash Melam Pirusha Dekoy, Agav Orchay, or Einach Inami, there is really no Nafkamina. The Bryce is just explaining to us the Pshat and the Pasuk, Va'ap B'Shleima Om B'Shir Shirim, Le'ri Isi Asir from Nimnoi Melimchoik Ben, Vechin Nirim B'Dibra Rabba Moshe, V'Ikar Ayin Shom. Similarly, the Ramban states, B'Negei our last Gemara of Kol Machoya Amurim B'Daniel Choyol, Nir Lid, the Lavlin Yom Mechakama, Shrei Zekinu V'in Hashem, V'Domi L'chan V'Racham U'Mutal L'Mokai, Shrei Mel Godol Ani, V'Melech HaKadosh Mutal L'Mokai, V'Lishamani Boi Isa, El In Yishvu Kama, Shemeshbiyoi B'Melech Machoya Amurim B'Daniel, Kodesh Hu, Ayin Shem, and we will stop over here.